It was, yeah, I'd say it was very frustrating. You know, last, 30 seconds in the score. But that's football sometimes. You know, we played well. I thought we played well. And we was unlucky at times. And I thought they played well. I've got to give them a bit of credit. They played well. They moved the ball about well. But, you know, it'll happen. And hopefully, you know, it will do the same thing to teams in the future. So, but we've just got to keep our heads up. Take the positive out of it. You know, we've come out with a draw. We've come out with a point. And we're still unbeaten at home. So
I guess the toughest thing is a point doesn't look too bad. I think if they said before the game, oh, it's going to finish 1-1, most people would have said fair enough. But it's the way it happens, isn't it? I mean, as players, I bet you're in that dressing room afterwards feeling like you've lost a little bit.
Yeah, it does. That's exactly what it feels like. It feels like you've lost the game because you put that much effort in. Everyone's been, you know, running around, putting 100% in as they do every game. But, you know, at the last minute, they just took that 2 points away from you. But, you know, like I say, we're still unbeaten and we've got to look forward to the next game now.
The way that the defence has played, it would have been a good little mark for you to have those 4 clean sheets, because you have worked well as a group, haven't you? It's fairly new looking with Tom Lees coming in there, Glenn Lewins is there, Kieran Westwood now. But as a back five, you have clicked, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. We've been, you know, working on it a lot in training. And I think we've become very hard to beat, and that's important in this league. There's, especially every year, the league's getting stronger and stronger. So being hard to beat is, you know, a good thing.
How has it sort of clicked? What has been the glue that has sort of brought it all together? Is there a couple of things you can point to? I mean, is it the fact that Glenn's back as well? He's a good captain. What is it?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things. You know, obviously we're playing. With Hutch as well, who's a good defensive midfielder. Semi is also very strong. So it's not just a back four, it's the midfield as well, and even from the strikers. But, you know, we've been working on a lot in training, talking, communication, everything. We feel comfortable together, that's the main thing. As long as you feel comfortable to the person next to you, you feel a lot more confident in going to close the ball down and, you know, wanting to, you know, defend your teammate as well. If you get beaten, you know that your teammate's going to be behind you.
What about your role as well? It seems like in the last few years, more is being asked of a fullback these days. You have to get forward a lot more. We've seen that with yourself and Liam Palmer at the start of this year. Is it sort of becoming a more demanding position?
It's changing. It's definitely changing. I mean, there's always been attacking fullbacks, but now every team has got 2 attacking fullbacks, and you've got to be fit. And I think our pre-season this year has definitely, you know, improved our fitness, my fitness especially. And I'm able to get up and down the pitch a lot more. So that's good, so we can defend, but also we can join in the attack as well, which is a lot more enjoyable.
How good is it as well to be playing regular football? When you first came to this football club, you weren't in the team too often, but I think, you know, obviously this season you have been, and last year you saw more action, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's hard work sometimes, mentally as well as physically. I mean, you work hard on the training pitch. When I first come, I was working hard, and you know, I wasn't really in favour. And but you just got to keep your head down, like I did. Keep your head down, and you know, keep training hard, and obviously it pays off. And now I'm playing, and all I'm thinking about now is just keep playing the games and staying in the side. I've got Jeremy as well, who's also in my position, so it's good competition. He's a good player. He's also an attacking fullback. Also, he can play left wing, but it keeps me on my toes, and I like that. So, you know, it's good to have a competition and keeps the team strong.
How important is it that this football club has had a good start to this year? Last year was the complete opposite, wasn't it? And it put Wednesday on the back foot right at the start of the year, but you've got off on the front foot this year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just that positive outcome, you know. It's in your head, you know, when you come out of a win first game especially, it just puts your confidence right up there. And you go into the next game believing that you can beat anyone. When you don't get the wins, especially at home, if you don't get a win at home early on in the season, it's hard, you know. It's you just got to try and find ways to work around and, you know, come out with a result. But obviously getting that first win and beating Notts County, coming out with a draw, was unlucky the other day, but you know, we look forward and keep playing the football that we've been playing. I'm sure we'll get more results as well.
Middlesbrough's the next game, and it was one of those games last year at Middlesbrough where Wednesday could have easily have won that game, ended up getting a point from it. They're a different team this year though, aren't they? You can see that the manager there has stamped his authority on it. There's a bit of a Spanish flavour to that side now, isn't there?
Yeah, they were struggling for a couple of years, and they're like I say, there's some really strong teams in the league, and it's getting stronger and stronger every time, and they are another strong side. They've got some quick players, and we'll be working on the training pitch this week, you know, how to stop them, but I have no doubt that we'll be able to get something from the game.
And there's no time to rest, is there? It's Saturday, Tuesday already at the start of the year. How does that have an impact on you when you start a season? Because you've gone through pre-season, you put in the work there, but when you have this many games at the start of a year, it must be tough.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, I don't think we've had a Saturday-Tuesday game, Saturday-Tuesday, for a long while. Well, not from what I can remember. But it does, it takes it out on your legs, but you've got to look after your body. We've been, you know, taking it easy day after games. We've been getting good recovery in. Obviously the staff's been great, they've been looking after us, so we've just been doing the right thing and making sure we're ready for the game, but also because we've had a good pre-season, we do feel fit and we feel capable that we can go into the next game at 100%.
Thank you. Cheers, mate.
James, you said earlier